Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Prolific Fire. I want you to know that God is working all things for your good on tonight. Keep that in mind. It's Romans 8 and 28. The song is by David and Nicole Bean. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody, for being a part on tonight, whether you're listening on the phone lines, online, or through the podcast. We thank you so much for being a part on tonight. With that being said, the next portion here will be that of Prophet's Pay. Father God, use us mightily on tonight to bless your people, that your name may get the glory. Prophet Spiritual on the air.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Prolific Fire on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for you all tuning in on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for Prophet Stacy allowing me to speak on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for you all on tonight. And I want to let you all know that God is so worthy. He does get the glory of everything. And I want to thank and praise God for all that he have done and what he's getting ready to do. And I want to thank and praise God also for those that's going to be listening afterwards. And I want to thank and praise God for everything, because God is truly love. And I want to thank and praise God. That's what I'm going to be talking about on tonight. I want to let you all know that who commandment will we keep? Who commandment will we keep? Would you keep God's commandment or the man's commandment? And I want to let you all know that if we trust in God with all of our heart, God will come and he will rescue us. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all of your ways, acknowledge him. And so I want to thank and praise God on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for the song that was played. I want to thank and praise God because truly, God is a good God. And I want to let you all know that let's get into God's word on tonight. And I want to let you all know that we're going to find God's commandment. It will be in Exodus, the 10th chapter, and it will be the 20th chapter. I'm sorry, the 20th chapter. And it will be started at the second verse. For all of y'all, if we have any Bible read or Bible study, I want to let you all know what God's commandment stands. And I thank and praise God for his commandment and his word on tonight. We all hear a little distraction in the back. Please forgive us, because my family is noisy tonight. Out of all day, it was quiet. Now tonight, they want to be noisy. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank and praise you, God, for being so good and being so great and being so kind unto us tonight. Heavenly Father, I want you to forgive us for any sin that we committed or omitted. This was not of you. Heavenly Father, I want you, Lord, set my flesh down and you let your spirit stand up in me tonight. Lord God, I thank you because your word is so true. Lord, I love you because you so deserve it. Lord, look upon everyone that's going to listening on tonight. Look on my sisters, look on my brothers. Look on the replays, Lord, that's going to go back and listen to it later. And Lord God, I thank you, Lord. And Lord God, I give your name the glory and I give you the praise. And Lord God, help us, Lord God, to trust you in everything we do. God, amen, amen, and thank you, Lord. And I want to let you all know the word of God is so true. And I will give y'all a couple of what God's word is saying. And I would like to start out saying that to love, to keep God's commandment, God said don't put no other God before him. God don't want nobody else before him. He wants us to trust him in everything we do. Never give up on him. Trust him. I don't care how bad the situation is. I don't care how hard it may seem. I don't care what your problem may be. Trust God in all of your ways. You trust God. And don't put down other God before him. You can make so many people out of your God. I found out the people who they make their houses, and they make their husband, their wives, or some even their children. And some even make their bosses or Saul make their friends, or God don't want us to put nothing before him. He wants us to know that he's the first, he's the last, he's the beginning and the ending. And I want you all to know that if God say don't put nobody else before him, that means he wants to be first. He is a jealous God. And I thank and praise God that we ought to love God that much, just to honor him, what his words say, just to honor him. You know, I get up in the morning time, if I open my eyes, I tell God, good morning, thank you, Lord, I put him first. I'm married, but I hear a lot of people say, husband, go first. No, mine don't go no first. God go first. I love him, but God first, and then my husband. And I thank and praise God right now that we ought to put God first in our lives. And then we honor God. Guess what? God's word says he'll honor us. If we trust God, God's word says whatever we need, he will be right there to provide it for us. But if you don't trust in that Buddha, and you don't put your trust in all of these people that's not God, it's going to fail you. It's going to fail you. Nothing will go right. And I thank and praise God for that. And the word of God also tells us that love, he wants to love our neighbor as ourselves. God wants us to love one another. He wants our neighbors not the ones just live next door to us. Our neighbors is people just around us, just hang around among us. Church folks, in the store, you see people, they're our neighbors. He wants us to love them. I don't care if they're drunks. I don't care if they are prostitutes. I don't care what they are. God wants us to love our neighbor as ourselves. And I want you all to know, let's love one another. Let's love each other because God wants to love. Some people, it's hard. It's hard to love. But God still wants us to love. Ask God to come into your heart if you don't have that love. Ask God to put that love in your heart, that love in your heart. And if you have Christ in your heart, Christ in your life, and you know how to love, love will even, when a person hates you, the love will even cause you to be able to go to that person. The word of God tells us to bless them, to bless those that curse us and those that talk about us. God wants us to love them. And I thank and praise God for his love. And the same love that he has for us, he wants us to have before our neighbors. And I thank and praise God for allowing me and teaching me what love really is. And I'm still working on some things, and a lot of us is because we're not there yet. And I thank and praise God for it right now. And I want to let you all know also the word say, thou shalt not steal. That's one of his commandments, thou shalt not steal. The word of God tells us, thou shalt not steal. We can steal in many ways. That don't just have to mean for going in a person's house and picking up something that don't belong to you. You know, it can mean in many ways. You can be in a situation where I have seen many ministers. I have seen some people, they can preach and they can minister good, or somebody can speak a prophetic word. Somebody else will take that thing and they'll add their name upon there like they did. And they stole it from somebody. They won't say where they got it from. They'll say that the Lord gave it to them. Why would you lie on God when you got this from somebody else? We always got to be careful. That's why if I hear something someone said, and I thank God for, and we have some Lucifers in our life, I thank God for Kathy Duplantis. She says a lot of Lucifer in some of our lives, and we need to ask God to move them Lucifers out of our lives. Because Lucifer ain't nothing but the enemy. Come in and distract you and to cause you to do things, and they hate on you and they don't want your dream to come through. Those are Lucifers. They need to come out of your life. And so that, and we can also be taking something from somebody that not none of them. It's not none of yours. Somebody can steal something. You can be in your office at work. If you know that pen or that notepad or whatever you got that don't belong to you and you take it, and that's stealing. God say thou shalt not steal. There's so many things can keep us from doing the work of God. And then you have to ask God to help you forgive. I know sometimes we have done it before. I have used a pen and not my intention to take it, but I have to ask the Lord, I'll take it back and I forgot. This is your pen, Lord. Please forgive me. That wasn't my intention. And sometimes that may not be yours, but we have to be careful because we can steal in so many ways. Sometimes we can steal. We steal so many ways by how we're out there. And you just steal things, and I thank God for how He just caused me to see things the way they are. I know that you can share things, and the Lord gave my sister prophetess a word, and that thing I know it went from one person page to another, and they didn't put their name on it. They wrote it as though they did it, but you know what? She knew where it came from her. She didn't have to make a fuss about it. She didn't have to make nothing about it. All I know is God still blessed that thing. That word got in the right person's hand and the right person that needed it. As long as you know what you put out there and somebody wouldn't put their name on it, you know where it come from, you don't even have to go and say a word. God's going to address that thing himself. And then I thank and praise God that the word of God tells us that He said, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill. We have to be careful. Killing don't just mean murder. He don't want us to murder nobody, take nobody's life either. But you can also murder someone with your mouth, by the things you say out of your mouth, by the things that go out of your mouth. The Bible says, whatever come out of your mouth, that what it would be. We have to be careful what go out of our mouth. It's easy to put it out there, but it's not easy to get it back. You can't get the word back once you put it out there. We have to be careful what we say about each other, how we say it, who we say it to. Like I said, people are always heard old saying, people are well up on, they're brain bone. They're going to brain, but they sure ain't going to tell what they said. And I think don't carry the bone. Don't do it, because one thing about it, when you go out there and you say something, you go and tell that thing, you better make sure you tell it right, because it ain't 9 times out of 10, she ain't going to put it like he said, and he ain't going to put it like you said, and that thing, you know, the whole thing is blown out of a person. You can murder somebody with your mouth by how you killing somebody's spirit, by killing down their character, by killing down the good that God has in them. And some people walk around and wonder why people look at them wrong and look at things. So it's because someone tried to kill their care, tried to kill the good, tried to kill what God has in them. But I want to let you know, you don't have to murder in pure blood by taking somebody's life. God don't like that neither. That ain't what he wants us to do either. And I thank and praise God for his word. And I want to let you know, expound on that God wants us to trust his command, well, keep his command and not man. You better trust God with all of your heart. You better lean to him with all of your understanding, because in this day and age, people are leaving this world. And if you're not with God, if you're not saved, as my sister get on here after I get done, she brings it, the center prayer. She brings it up every time she's on the air. And I want to let you all know, so don't trust in man's commandments, because they command to fail you. When the word of God tells us, thou shalt not commit adultery, that's his word, that a husband going out there laying with somebody else's wife. A wife going out there laying with somebody else's husband. That's not of God. If the word of God say don't do it, you're not supposed to do it. And also, God don't want you to do that. The word of God say that pray, and the word of God say he that finds a good thing, finds himself a wife. And God let the men know, let the wives know, let the man find you. Don't go out there and take something that don't belong to you, because it ain't going to work. It's not yours. and it will never be yours. I don't care if that person divorced today, according to the word of God. He's still married to his wife. Y'all got to be careful out here. Thou should not fornicate. All this is in God's word. He's telling us. You pray and you ask God. We saints, let us pray and ask God to keep us until he send us that Boaz, until he send us who he want us to have. Let God send it to you. You don't want to go out there and be messing up, and then you transferring that spirit from one spirit to another. And then next day, you know, your whole spirit, your whole mind, your whole everything is all tangled up, all messed up because different spirit. We have to be careful. I thank and praise God for his word. And the word of God tells us to do it, to trust him. Let's trust in God's commandment. And if you want to know about all of his 10 commandments, it's an Exodus. It's in Exodus, the 20th chapter. And the word of God is right there. And it's right, all his words right there. And now those that don't know, God tell us when we keep his commandment, God let us know that he'll keep us. If we keep his commandment, he will live for us. He will feed us. He will give us the desires of our heart. I thank and praise God right now for what he's doing. I thank and praise God for being in my life. I didn't always keep all the commandments. They weren't always right to me either, but I pray and I ask God to help me, and God did it. I thank God for being a deliverance. I thank God for saving me. I thank God for what he's doing. And just because somebody go out there and hurt you, don't go and hurt that person because they hurt you. You pray for them, and you tell God to help you, to help this thing to pass. And it may be hard to do. It may be hard to do, but God is able to do just what his word says it is. And I thank and praise God on tonight by how his word is letting, it's an eye-opening. If you read God's word, whatever you need to know is in the word of God. If you need to know something about a blaspheme, it's in the word. You can find it in Acts. If you want to find anything about love, you can find that in 1 Corinthians 13 chapter. He will tell you how to love. If you want to find out what God does not require of, when it comes I call them confused with the word of God, the God's own endurance and all of this homosexuality, you can find that in Leviticus, the 19th chapter. It's in the word. Everything God say, it's in the word. Whatever you need, if it's dealing with hatred, if it's dealing with fornication, if it's dealing with peace, joy, all these things is in the word of God. Whatever you need, you can find it in God's word. Don't let man, you keep God's commandment. Don't let man cause you to keep his commandment. The man don't have nothing. They don't have no commandment. They try, the word of God said, if we don't watch it, then we'll have ruler over us in real life. That's just like the devil. He can't have no more, and he can't use us no more than we allow him to. So let us trust in God's word. For his word tells us if we trust him and lean not to our own understanding, God let us know he's going to lead and guide us right there. The word of God tells us to seek him. Seek him, ask, and it shall be given. Knock, his door will be open. Seek, and you shall find. He let us know if we seek him, ask him, and knock. He's right there. He's right there. All he's waiting on you to do is ask him. All he's waiting on you to do is knock and seek him. Ask him whatever you ask him for. Because he's not going to come and force it on you. He wants you to do it. The word of God, the God give us a mouth just so we can speak it. It's what come out of your mouth. It's what come out of our mouth. This is what's going to make us. It's what come out of our mouth that's going to make us. So, Lord, y'all, let's pray. And let's help us to be careful. Ask God to help us to be careful. Ask God to guide you. Ask God to give you spiritual wisdom, spiritual knowledge, spiritual understanding. Ask him to give you a revelation to his word. So sometimes we don't have a revelation. We don't know a revelation. You don't know how to read His word. There's so many translations out there. You can download the U Bible. Father, thank you. Introduce me to that one. It's got every translation on there that you can go on there and see. Message Bible, the Amplified Bible, the NIV, the New Living Translation, the New King James Version, it's got all of them from old to new, and it even got the Promise Bible, and it even got the Bible that I have never heard before. And so let us go in God's Word and search His Scripture, and go into Him and search Him and read about His commandments, and let us kneel by them. Yeah, we'll say, well, some of my heart problems, and yes, they are. And you know what, God, that's why God always tells us, if we read and we trust Him, He will help us. The Word of God tells us to study to show ourselves approved. And that means if we study, His Word get up in us, and then He'll be able to use us, because His Word is the Word of God already tells us. When we become a child of His, that means we are to walk. We are to walk just like He walked. We are to walk. We are to live in His presence. And I thank and praise God. And I thank and praise God that He's able to forgive us everything. Sometimes we don't know. We may have sinned or something, or look at something wrong or did something wrong, but God able to. We have to ask God to forgive us. I know I do. And I don't mind asking Him to forgive me, because I probably didn't say nothing wrong, but I looked at a person somewhere. I may have looked at right, or I may have heard the wrong thing, or put the wrong thing in my ear that I need to be in there, or seen the wrong thing. And I thank and praise God for His word on tonight and His commandment. I want to let you all know, just go in God's word and go into His commandment and learn of His commandment. Do what His word, do. Do not do those things that the Lord tells us not to. He tells us to keep His word. He tells us to live by them. He tells us to honor them. If we honor the word, God will honor us. Sometimes we wonder why we're not being blessed. It's because we're not walking in His presence. We're not living according to what His word says. And those are His commandments. If He said don't do it, we're not supposed to do it. And if He said to bless your name, you bless them. If He said love them, you love them. And He said don't steal. He said thou shalt not lie, don't lie. We can lie in many words. We can, some people say, well, I lied today, but it wasn't no big lie. Big lie, just a little lie, just big as little big lie. They all a lie. When you spit it out, it all fell one way. So I just thank and praise God and ask God to help you. So, and trust Him in everything that you do. Put God first. Don't put man. Don't put your mama, your daddy. Don't put them first. You put God first, because He said you put Him first. God, I promise you, God will work things out for you. I'm a living witness. I have seen it happen. I have seen it. I have seen miracles. I have seen God to heal. I have seen God to do things for people that they nothing would thought they would do. I thank and praise God. I have seen people. I have even told God to thank you, Lord, for even showing me. God will show you where you're wrong and where you're messing up. He will even speak to you if you would listen. He will even tell you. He will. So I'll end on tonight. I thank and praise God on tonight. I'm going to carry with y'all with a song on tonight as y'all hear. Signs and dreams. I'm not gonna be able to do it tonight. But I told God, I said, Lord, I am gonna get out there, and I will be using my gift again. I used to sing, and I'm believing God that I will get back into the force where I used to be at. I used to sing, and I used to thank and praise God for the singing, and I thank and praise God that I'm learning now how to get back where I need to be at. Even in my prayer time, I even pray and tell God, Lord, wherever I'm lazy, Lord, help me to get myself up and do what's pleasing unto you. Because sometimes we all, we don't watch ourselves. The devil will help us get lazy. The devil, we would get lazy by doing what God wants to do. And I don't want to be lazy on God, because he ain't lazy on me when I need him to do something for me. When I need something, all I do is ask that he give it to me. So I want to treat God just like God treats me. So, and I know some more out there the same way. So as I get ready to pray, then I'm going to pray. And I'm going to turn it back over to Prophet Stacy. And I want to let you all know on tonight, I love you, God, I love you. Keep God commanding. Do not trust man, because man is, don't have no heaven to put you. Man can't get you where God can. Man can't do you the way God can do you. Man can't bless you like God bless you. Man can't even give you what God give you. So I thank and praise God on tonight for his word. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you on tonight. I ask that you will touch my sister, that you will touch my brother, that you will touch them, God. Touch them all. Even touch Prophet Stacy. Touch her and her family. Touch those that's on the phone line. Those that on the, Lord God, that's going to be listening by iTunes or Block Talk Radio. Lord, those that's going to be listening, we ask you to touch them right now. Lord, you touch their heart, their mind, their soul, whatever they may be dealing with your commandments. They're not walking in love, God. Lord God, touch their heart. Bring deliverance that they will walk in love. If they're not walking, Lord, in the truth, God, Lord, bring, touch them, Lord, that they will be truthful to you, God. If they're, Lord, messing up in any kind of way and it's not pleasing unto you, give them the heart desire, God, to be able to come out of what it is, God. Lord, whatever stronghold is attached to them, God, we decree and declare right now that Satan will take his hands off of them, that they will begin to trust you like never before, that they begin to give their lives to you, that they will begin to turn things around for them, God, that you will turn it around for them in thy son Jesus' name, God. Whatever the commandment they are disobeying, God, we ask you, God, to pull them back on the track, God. Help them to, Lord God, to say a repentance prayer, or say repent, God, and get up and go on their day, God. Lord God, I thank you right now for them, Lord. Bless them, whatever they blessing they need, or whatever they want. Touch them, Lord, right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray, God. If there's sick among us tonight, God, Lord, your word say that in Isaiah 53:5, that through your stripes, by your stripes, we are healed. Your word said those things, God, and I believe your word. You was wounded, God, for our transgression. Yes, you was. And Lord God, you was bruised for our iniquity. And by the chastisement of your peace was upon us, God. And your word said, by your stripes we are healed. Lord, let me know I'm already healed. Oh, no matter what it is, they already healed. They already healed right now, whatever situation, whatever sickness it is, whatever the problem they be dealing with, heal right now, the pain, the hurt, in thy son, Jesus' name, God. Bless them, God. If they have any sleepless night, we decree and declare sweet sleep will come upon them tonight. In thy son, Jesus' name, I'll pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I would like to thank and praise God on tonight. Now I'm going to turn it back over to Prophet Stacy, that she would be able to close us out. Prophet Stacy, I'll turn it back over to you.
So God be the glory for that faith lesson on tonight, because it truly takes faith to follow God's commandments. At this time, there are no live prayer requests, so I'm going to just pray a prayer in general, just in case somebody under the sound of my voice you're not saved, so you don't have the faith to keep God's commandments. Or perhaps somebody you are saved, but you're struggling to keep his commandments. Repeat this prayer to me. Father God, I'm a sinner. I backslid. And I'm coming back. Somebody will say, Lord, I don't know you, but I want to know you. In the midst of my sin, help me get delivered. Help me have the faith that it takes to do what you ask, to follow your commandments. Strengthen me. Give me just a little bit of faith. Just a little bit to do what you ask. Deliver me from the lifestyle that I'm living. Deliver me from myself, because somebody needs to be delivered from yourself. Deliver me from myself, that I may walk free and live for you. I renounce every person that I put before you. I renounce everything that I put before you. And for those that once knew Christ but you don't know him now, I renounce everything that got in the way of our relationship. I'm coming back. And for those of you that are new, it's time to get to know God. Come into the family. And we welcome you. Whether you're new or you're coming back, we welcome you. Welcome to the family. Say God be the glory. Amen. Well, it looks like there's still no prayer requests, so let me just give my announcement, and we'll see how we're going to go from there. My announcements are, join us on Friday for Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pate. If you enjoy the woman of God tonight, be sure to join us on Friday. She will be leading us in prayer on Friday. So if you didn't get your prayer request in tonight, you have another opportunity on Friday. Join us. The number is 347-426-3782. That's 347-426-3782. It starts at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. That's 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. Again, the number is 347-426-3782 for prayer and encouragement. And that's two things that we all need, prayer and encouragement. So join us for Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pate on Friday. Also, if you listen on the sound of my voice and you just don't want to give your prayer request on the air, but you would like to do it privately, you can always call or text me, Prophet Stacy, at 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690, and I will be honored to pray with you then. Also, you can connect with me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Instagram at Prophet Stacy. Like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. You can DM me on either one of those. It don't matter. If you need me, just DM me. Also, if you need this ministry's Cash App information, the Cash App information is the $ symbol in Prolific Fire. The P is capitalized as well as the L written all together, Prolific Fire. And those of you that need the PayPal information, the PayPal information, you can access PayPal by going to paypal.me/prolificfire. And I think that's all I need to tell you for tonight. Going once, going twice, going three times. Well, nobody's matched one on their phones. I guess there are no prayer requests for tonight, not live anyway. There's always room for prayer. So I gave you all the information. Do what you need to do to make contact. Until Friday night, God bless each and every one of you.